There are a lot of things that matter to me. Family, community, culture, and peace of mind. Hi, it's Wilmer Valderrama, and when balancing life, I have to say nothing brings more comfort than having support. And when it comes to ensuring those things that matter to you the most, State Farm offers the support with an agent available in person or on the phone to discuss your coverage options. Support when you need it, however you choose. That's State Farm's way. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is He Said, Ella Dijo, with Eric Winter and Rosalind Sanchez.
All right, good morning. Welcome to another episode of He Said, Ella Dijo.
Good morning.
Or maybe good afternoon, whatever time you're listening to the podcast. Or good evening. You never know when people are listening.
Yeah.
You're listening to podcasts like all day long. I see you. That's like your new favorite thing.
I love listening to podcasts.
I'm going to talk about the fact that our listeners really wanted to get some questions answered. So our next couple of episodes are going to be dedicated to the listeners, just answering your questions. We're going to bear all.
And can I tell you something? We got an overwhelming response from all over the world. We cannot believe how many different countries we got messages from. So yes. I was, what? Incredible. So thank you so much for listening. And you have no idea how much it means to us that He Said Ella Dijo is traveling overseas and people from everywhere are enjoying the show. We make them laugh and we make them think, and it's awesome. So again, thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Are they laughing at us or with us?
Probably both. Question.
Probably at us a lot.
Okay.
Now, I guess the number one question people wanted to know was how we met. And I know we've talked about this probably since one of our earliest podcasts, but I'll say it. We never agree on this. We met at a club. And she hates that term.
But we met at a venue.
It was
event.
A venue that functions as a club.
Okay.
That night, it was an event for, I believe, like a Pioneer Speakers
Sony,
or something.
Sony Pioneer.
I saw this beautiful girl in the VIP area dancing around and
was
with
I
her
dancing?
Friends. I don't know. But I saw you standing up there drinking something. Wasn't alcohol, I found out. I got my way into the VIP area and I hit on her. Just very nicely. I just asked her if I could buy her a drink. I introduced myself. No line or anything. And she basically said, I don't drink. You can get me a pineapple juice. And then she shut me down because she said, thank you for the pineapple juice, but I have a boyfriend. And so we never, it basically died right there. There was no relationship. There was no opportunity. My friend was with me and she had a couple friends with her. And Rosalind went off to go shoot a movie in Puerto Rico, and she was gone for almost 3 months, I think.
I
ended up just hanging out with her friend and my friend, and we all became sort of mutual friends and going out, and we were living the single life, hitting up the club. And Rosalind came back in town, and we all sort of reconnected as friends, like a group of us. And she was sort of going through her own journey in her own personal life, and I was a single guy, and I've never done this before, but we started as friends. That was never...
He was so patient and so kind.
But I had resigned to the fact, I'll be honest. Like, I wasn't sitting there patient in hopes that I was going to close the deal. Like, I wasn't going to be disrespectful to...
The situation.
Yeah, the situation. I was very mindful. You were in a relationship and I was fully single. Like, I was still living my life and dating and doing my thing. And we just all became friends. And that sort of built into something more. And here we are 20 years later, just living the dream. 20? With two kids.
No, just about 20 years.
No, almost 19. This year is going to be 19 years together.
That's insane.
This Thanksgiving era, like October, I think it is, we always say, was the time we started dating. So this would be 19 years together, 16 years married this year.
Wow.
This fall.
So that's the story,
living
guys.
The dream. Living it's the dream. It's so effortless and seamless. And it's, you know, it's just rainbows, butterflies, and cotton candy in this household.
Is it? Wow.
I plead the fifth. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, fifth.
Wow.
No, it's lovely. It's lovely.
I think it is. It's like every relationship, every marriage, you know, it's a lot of work, especially when you add kids to the recipe. But it's been blissful and it's been pretty unbelievable. And you know what? It's a big accomplishment. Almost 20 years together. That right there is a big accomplishment.
Especially in our business. It's huge. But for any relationship, 20 years is an amazing chunk of time. And like she said, it takes work and effort. And we put that time in. Second most asked question was, Roz, will you do another guest appearance on The Rookie?
I would love to, but I've never been invited to go back.
Well, I guess they'd have to find a reason for your character to come back on The Rookie, but I would love...
Can they just give me a different character
altogether?
I would
love for Roz to get a totally new character.
Guys, I will cut my hair. I'll do a little bob. I'll look very cute.
If we do another Rookie spinoff, would you be in?
Yeah. If available, of course.
If she's available and it's the right role, that'd be amazing.
I would love to. Listen, the wow. Rookie phenomenon is pretty... It's pretty big. It's a wonderful family. So it'll be my honor, of course.
Well, we'd be lucky to have you. I hope she comes back. That would be really cool.
Thank you.
In some way.
Another question. Let me read. Does Roz ship Chenford? Look at Eric's face. Looking down.
I'm looking at the listener questions. Do you ship Chenford?
Listen, this is an interesting question. A good question, actually. It depends on what day you ask me. Yeah, there are some days that I love Chenford. There are other days that I, you know, that it's hard.
Well, I think the truth is you fully support the show and the characters. I think what's hard is that there have been many times where fans blur the lines of what is television and what is real life. And I think what people don't all see or know is that often Rosalind gets tagged on random posts about the relationship on the show. And for any partner, that can be a very uncomfortable thing to sort of have to see all the time in the context in which it's created online. And so I think Roz has been an incredible supporter of the show and of our characters 100%. But I think, and I'm not a supporter of this either, we both aren't supporters of fans blurring the lines between reality and television.
Listen, there are three things to be completely transparent. Okay. Since you're asking, I'm going to answer. There are three things. Number one, thank God that I am a very, very secure human being. Because I think any other girl would have lost her bananas based on the constant, I'm constantly bombarded with tags and, you know, like it's every single day. And I'm heavy in social media.
I don't know why. Why do they tag you?
I don't know.
Why you get
tagged. If it's on Twitter and I don't go to just following and it just goes to everybody, it says for you. Mm-hmm. I see everything and I read everything and my name is always included, which is always a tricky, but thank God that I've been I have the blessing that I'm very secure. So very little things bother me. Number two, and this is the truth. Thank God that I happen to like Melissa a lot. I think she is a wonderful girl. I think she is nothing but sweet and kind and loving and loves on me all the time, you know? So I have somebody that energetically has never given me a reason to be like, I don't know if I like this. You know, she's always been incredibly nice. So that makes things easier. If I would have felt, oh, I don't trust this girl, this chick is a little, you know, like something like that, then it would have been severely uncomfortable to know that for 7 years, my husband is on a storyline with a storyline that is highly effective and that I don't like the girl.
And by the way, that's across the board, just people know in our business, that's very common. Like if somebody's in a relationship.
95% of the time, it's very uncomfortable because you just don't trust or you don't really care for the other person or they make it tricky for you.
And we've had it both ways. Like I've had it where I'm not super comfortable with some of Rosalind's co-stars.
I had an incident with a specific show, and this is a person that you are that was your friend, and you were incredibly uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And I have to reassure you for a long time, don't worry about it. And he didn't want to have it at all. It was really bad, and I didn't want to do that to Eric because he knows I know how much he loves the rookie. I know how much he loves his rookie family. And kudos to them to creating a storyline that has been so incredibly effective worldwide. You know, it's like really impressive. So as an actress, to a fellow actress and actor, I just go, wow, that's amazing. Because that's very difficult to do.
Yeah.
So because of that, and because she's super cool, because I'm very secure. And number three, to be honest, 99% of the comments from the fandom of Chanford are very supportive towards me. You know, like I Absolutely. Receive a lot of love from the majority of you guys and it.
Well, a lot of the Chanford fans have totally fallen in love with you and support you and all your ventures and things that you're doing. Some of them have rescued dogs from us.
Which is incredible. Right.
So a lot of great people.
So
in our
I
universe.
Feel like even though I'm not part of the show, I feel very much a part of the show because the embrace has been unbelievable. And you guys make it much easier for me to love Chanford as well.
Thank you, everybody.
Yes, well, thank you.
All right, next question. Is Eric a bad driver? Come on, I'm going to say that. The first question was at Elida. I don't know how you say the word. The second one is at Zeba. At Symbol Zeba, just giving the tag. Now, is Eric a bad driver? I'm a great driver.
He's a terrible driver.
Great driver.
Eric, you're so bad.
I'm so good.
Guys.
I know I bumped Melissa's car and we talked about that one time. That was the only thing.
And my
thing.
Car also gone.
And I'm a great driver.
Guys, he's not. What made you go into acting? Hashtag Leon. Me, I don't even know. I think
not
since
hashtag,
I was
at Symbol.
At Leon. What made you go into acting? To me, guys,
Rosalind was pushed out the womb saying, ta-da, here, showtime. That was Rosalind.
Yeah.
I'm Rosalind Sanchez and I'm ready to act.
For sure.
That was you out the womb.
I was like a goo goo gaga mom. Action.
I'm a performer.
That was me.
I'm a performer right out the womb. That was her, still to this day. And
I'm actually much, very
she's
mellow.
She's toned down quite a bit.
I'm very mellow right now.
I was total opposite. I was an athlete my whole life, pre-med student at UCLA. I got wrapped up in this in a very weird way. I took a drama class in college, started dating a girl that was like, you need to model, and got me introduced to some agent, and it just kind of snowballed from there. I enjoyed it and just decided to dig in and start studying. I have a totally different path than Rosalind.
Okay. At Gemma, what cologne is Eric's favorite? I think it's the one that is called Molecule.
Yep. That's one I use every day pretty much.
Molecule is really good. At Guts, does Ross have a favorite moment on The Rookie?
She doesn't watch the show.
I don't watch the show, but my favorite moment is my favorite moment is Valerie Castillo when she showed up to stir things up. My episode, I thought it was very cute. Was it? I don't know.
It was good.
Yeah, it was good. Eric showed me this. He was so mad at me, guys.
Oh, that's not. Don't even act like you care about that. That was a joke. She never watches the show.
Eric showed me a stunt that he did. He was very proud of.
And you didn't care. So and he was amazing. Say it was your favorite moment because you didn't care.
Oh my God, I cared.
I was very impressed by him.
Nuts. I just thought it was very unbelievable how the whole thing went down.
Guys, when Bradford fought the hammer, everybody knows the hammer giant. That was the joke of the whole thing. But Bradford's a badass, so it made
it fun.
His name is the Hammer.
The guy that you were fighting?
He's a giant dude. That was like the whole joke.
And I learned that he's actually a real stuntman.
Yeah, he's a real stuntman. He was fantastic in the role. Yeah, in real life, he'd kill me. But that was the joke behind it all.
He might not.
Well, Bradford, he'd kill Eric 100%. No. Bradford's a badass. Eric, meh. I mean, maybe at times, but I don't
know. Okay.
So anyways, what else? At Elise, any tips for going on vacation with young kids?
Bring a nanny. Ooh,
great one.
Bring some help.
Well, it depends what kind of vacation you're going on. I like to say when you go on vacation with kids, it's actually just called a trip. It's not really a vacation.
It's not a vacation. You need a vacation after.
You're going somewhere. That's it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say it's relaxing. I mean, if you can bring any help, that if you want to have like a parent getaway or if they have a good kids club, I guess. But we've just found ways to just kind of embrace those big vacations, make it about the kids, make them have the best time possible. We've obviously had plenty of vacations before kids, so we embrace it. We're in a discussion about one now because we want to go back to a place that we absolutely love. The kids love. Rosalind wants to change it up.
But I said, Roz, it's not about you.
It's about the kids.
I want to try something new.
They both, just so you know, are like, can we go back, please? I love that place. Oh my God, that was my favorite.
Okay.
We're probably going to have to go back.
Well, look at this. Akira from Austria. How you say Austria?
Austria.
Austria. Is your rum going to be available in Europe?
Not out the gate, everybody. Our rum.
What about
online?
And
I will keep you very updated, not internationally, but our rum, when we launch, and it will be all on our handles. Remember, it's at Palm Republic Rum, either on Instagram, Twitter, or X, I should say. TikTok and Facebook. We'll keep updating everybody. When we launch, looking somewhere around mid-May, pre-orders will start probably end of April. We will be sold direct to consumer off our website in 43 states, and we will be in market, like on-premise, off-premise, they call it, at select hotels and liquor stores and bars in Florida, Georgia, and South Carolina, and some select spots in California.
When?
Just out the gate.
Out the gate?
That's when we start.
Very cool. Okay,
but Europe, we're coming for you.
Oh my God. At Kaylin Willis, ask, when it comes to messing around with the kids, who ends up being the party pooper?
Well, that's Roz, 100%. Messing around with the kids. I'm the one that always messes around with the kids.
You're too rough.
No, just this morning,
I can't
Dylan
stand it.
Came in the bedroom with us. He wanted to sleep with us, so he did for the morning. And then we woke up and had a massive pillow fight. And the one that was the party pooper was...
Because it hurt. You threw him on top of me.
Guys, I know he threw himself.
Guys, it was 7 in the morning. I just wanted to sleep a little more because we don't get to sleep in. And they decided to get into a full wrestling pillow fight at that time when I was like, is this necessary?
I don't know what it is. They love to wrestle. They want to fight me all the time.
It's really rough. And it always worries me.
Our daughter, who's obsessed,
wants to fight me. Because you think she's a boy. Eric has this thing that Sabella is like his little boy. It's like Sabella is so rough. And you taught her to be this rough.
I mean, well, since she was little, it's true. Like, we didn't know we were having a second kid. And I didn't know I was going to have a boy. And Sabella is a girl that can do very girly things and also can be a tomboy, which I love. She can mix it up. And she loves to fight. She loves sports. She loves to wrestle.
I can't stand it.
There we go. Answered your question. Party pooper.
Okay.
From Serbia. Sandrovum. At Sandrovum. I hope we're saying that right. Advice for getting kids into sports. Oh, we're probably the last people you want to talk to about that. We are a sports mess in our household. Our advice would be, if I could go back a little bit and set myself up, patience, support, just pure love, introduce them to as many sports as possible. Try to, you know, if one sticks, great. Lift them up, especially early on. Let them keep trying it, improving. Again, if they switch and say, I want to try something else, go back to something else. Let them be versatile athletes trying everything and don't put too much pressure or expect too much. We've made so many mistakes, especially when it comes to tennis. I think with Dylan, we're doing much better. He plays soccer. We introduced him to basketball. We introduced him to, you know, bits and pieces of baseball, and he loves soccer. So he's not obsessed with it. So we're patient. But with Sebi, I think we got a little bit pushy early on. We're backing off now. We're much better.
Yeah. At SJ, any advice for single people? Should I be out dating or at home working on myself and the right person will come along? A little bit of both.
You're going to get two answers probably here. Oh, you said a little bit of both?
A little bit of both. Okay, I think it's good for you to stay home and work on yourself, because I think you have to make yourself happy first before you can offer anything to anybody else. Be in love with you. Respect you before you pretend that the universe is going to just give you the right person. But you have to actually go out a little bit, because it's not worth doing all the work if nobody gets to meet you.
Yeah, I mean,
you can implement it.
I think you're spot on with that for sure. And what you're saying, I'm surprised we fully agree on this. But I'm all about the numbers game. I would just get out there.
Disgusting. What do you mean the numbers game?
Roll the dice and see how many people you can meet.
Are you joking?
See how many people you can meet. I mean that in a good way. Like, just be out there, mix it up.
This guy.
Meet.
I wonder if you're going to be like Mauricio Umansky. That's
what does that have to do? What, go on Dancing with the Stars and run a very successful real estate company? I'm so confused.
After 27 years, an incredible marriage and four beautiful girls, and now they decide that he wants to continue his party ways.
If you're going to go be a Kylie and you're going to go date women, is that what's going
to
happen?
And she wants to explore and be more fluid. Is that going to happen to you?
Is that going to happen to you?
I don't think this is where she wanted at all.
I think he pushed her into dating women?
100%. I think she got tired. She wanted to be home. She wanted to just be at a river.
It meant dating women?
Well, the void, the lack of attention from the husband made her explore.
I could see you turning on me and going for a woman.
Are you joking?
As an actor, a producer, and a proud Latino father, my days can get very busy, which is why I make sure to dedicate time to what's important, like supporting my community through my work, sharing my Colombian and Venezuelan culture, and being present for my family, which is everything to me. Hey everyone, it's Wilmer Valderrama, and we're reflecting on what matters most. I start by giving thanks for good support in my life whenever I need to make the big decisions. How about you? If it's insurance you need, State Farm is there to help you choose the right coverage for you. And State Farm offers great support 24/7. Just call an agent. State Farm is also a big supporter of my Cultura podcast network by helping to share our Latinx voices. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We started talking about this incident. Drugs and officials cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption.
We're always going to have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there. I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing. This week, I'm talking to the one and only Ryan Seacrest.
Love the connection to people. I think at the core, what I get excited about, what gets me up in the morning, is connecting with people in an unscripted, unvarnished way. It's getting to say something to them, hear back from them, know that I'm part of the routine. And I look forward to getting on the air. I look forward to it.
In these exciting times, we're looking to the math, the strategy and analytics, and the magic, the creative spark, more than ever. Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Caroline Rogers from Dublin. Oh, wow. What made you start the podcast?
Where are you?
I jumped down to the next one.
Oh.
From Dublin. Okay, to Dublin. What made us start the podcast? You know, we we had been approached, funny enough, by a network here to possibly do some sort of a scripted show based on our lives in a way that was scripted, not about Eric and Roslyn, but inspired by our journey and who we are as cultural differences and very different people in general. And we were in the process of developing that sitcom. And then I got The Rookie, funny enough, and she got Grand Hotel, and everything kind of that went away for now. And it rolled into a relationship with one of the producers we had with iHeart. And we talked about doing it as a podcast.
Yep. And it's been a lot of fun. Okay. At Lily Matod, I don't know, how did you choose your kids' names? And if you could go anywhere in the world for free, where would it be? Okay, Sabella, we went to a vineyard in Napa, California, and there was a bottle that called Sabella, and it was a combination between Sebastian and Isabella. The owner of the vineyard combined both names, Isabella, Sebastian, into Sabella. We loved it, and we said if we ever have a daughter one day, it's in between Amelie or Sabella, but when I deliver, when we see her, we're going to know what the name is going to be.
I also have a big thing about meanings of names, and I remember being at work, and I texted you, and I said, just so you know, I researched both names, and Amelia meant hard worker.
Oh, yeah.
And Sabella meant God's promise. And I was like, Roz, come on. I mean, either she's a hard worker or she's God's promise.
We gotta go with God's promise. Yes.
So then, nothing against Amelia, by the way, but yeah, that was just the, between the two.
And then Dylan was, under the influence of Narco, the painkillers, when I just delivered him. So I was in the hospital and I didn't know.
Dylan had no name.
He had no name
for at least 2 or 3 days.
And then this one went to a book when they were doing his circumcision. Eric was waiting for him, and then he was reading a book of names that they provided the hospital. Mm-hmm. And then he called me saying, listen, what about Dylan? Because it means this and this and that. I was a little groggy. I was dizzy. I don't know what I was thinking.
And the
I was
truth
like,
is,
okay.
I gave her a whole pitch about Dylan's the god of the ocean and water or something like that. I forgot the whole thing. I was like, you're from Puerto Rico. I grew up in LA. I had a whole pitch together. She still wasn't buying it. She said, if Gabriel was the middle name, she'd consider it. And then we said, the only way we would decide is rock, paper, scissors. And it was best 2 out of 3. And
I don't remember that.
Won. Yeah, we rock, paper, scissors for Dylan's
name. That's how drugged I was.
We rock, paper, scissors. That's how he got his
name. And that's how you won? Yeah. Okay, Dylan Gabriel. But I love it now. It's a beautiful name.
Let's see. We probably have time for one more.
No, we have a couple more.
Have either of you ever suffered from mental health? That's a good question.
And you know what? 1 second. The free place, I would like to go to Dubai.
Me too.
Yes.
100% Dubai. I've been to Dubai briefly, but I would love to go.
You have?
For vacation.
Okay, yeah, so change my mind. Japan.
When I did the USO tour, I went to Dubai.
Oh,
but
I didn't
briefly,
know.
I lived on the base, and I didn't get to really sightsee.
Then
them.
Japan.
Also Japan. Those are two. And safari in Africa. So many.
Okay.
All right. Do either of us ever suffer from mental health? I would say that's a great question.
That's heavy.
It's heavy. I would say not diagnosed in any way, but we both have moments that we deal with, whether it's a version of depression or a version of stress, and Roslyn definitely suffers from a bit of anxiety. At times.
What?
You do. You get claustrophobia.
Oh, claustrophobia,
and
you get
anxiety in certain situations on airplanes and stuff like that.
Is that a mental health issue?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, you deal with some things for sure. We've been very open about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that hopefully that answers your question. Let's do one more. I am married for 31 years. This is at Mike Rizzi. I am married 31 years, and I was wondering how you keep the spark in your marriage. Mike, it's a great question. How do we keep the spark in our marriage?
You answer.
I think it just, again, takes work, creativity, fun, attention to detail, taking the extra time with each other, being there for each other when things are difficult, and also, with intimacy. And I think it's just being present as much as possible. It takes work for sure after you've been married for, especially you, 31 years. That's much longer than us. So, it's about continuing to raise the bar and evolve with your creativity, I think.
Yes.
That's my best advice.
Beautiful.
Well, last one. Okay,
look
one
at this
more.
One. A Tim Bradford defender. Is it hard to decide on what to share because the media can pick it up and run away with it? Yes. Eric is much more mindful. As you can tell, and if you've been listening to the podcast since the very, very beginning, 2 years ago, I am more open and comfortable. I'll just say whatever comes out of my mouth. I don't really have too much of a filter.
Which is true.
Eric is very mindful about everything, and he's always thinking about, but so-and-so is listening, and what about if they take it wrong, and don't say that, Ross. So, Eric is always filtering what should we say.
This is accurate.
I wish you would just be more carefree and more open.
Don't say something wrong. We're about to wrap it up. All right, we'll answer more questions on the next episode. Till next time.
Bye, love you.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to write us a review and tell us what you think.
If you want to follow us on Instagram, check us out at @HeSaidElladijo or send us an email, ericandross@iheartradio.com. He Said Ella Dijo is part of iHeartRadio's My Cultura podcast network.
See you next time.
Bye.
There are a lot of things that matter to me. Family, community, culture, and peace of mind. Hi, it's Wilmer Valderrama, and when balancing life, I have to say nothing brings more comfort than having support. And when it comes to ensuring those things that matter to you the most, State Farm offers the support with an agent available in person or on the phone to discuss your coverage options. Support when you need it, however you choose. That's State Farm's way. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like $1 million.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.